Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 17th day of March. I'm Paul. I want to thank you for joining me today. We'll be having service today at the Garden Church of the Midlands in Irmo, South Carolina. And if there's, I know that it's Sunday as of the time you're listening to this, so odds are there's no way you can be with us in service, but I want you to know that we record what we do and we put those things on our website the next week, including on the church website, so you can catch up 1 week after our meetings. Our church website, I don't tell this enough, midlandsgardenchurch.org, if you want to see what's going on at our church. And again, we put all of the things up at our site, and the audio from those services are included here, wherever you're getting your podcasts. But I pray that you are with the saints today. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because we're heading into the Lord's Prayer over the next few days. We're in our journey through the Gospel of Luke. We've arrived at Luke 11. Luke 11 is where the disciples, verse 1, it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased that one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples." So the disciples watched Jesus. And as I said yesterday, I think they pick up on the fact that Mary sits at the feet of Jesus and Martha is so distracted by life and drawn in by the cares of this life that she doesn't find the time to do what Jesus commends Mary for doing. The disciples watch that. They want to be commended. They want to know how to pray. Now, they've been anointed in previous chapters to go out and cast out devils, and they've been anointed to go out and heal the sick. And so the ability to do that has already been given to them, and yet they want a prayer life. And so it tells me a couple things. One, it tells me that you don't get those things because you have a prayer life. It's not as if those are rewards for a price paid. But it also tells me that it's not enough to do the works of power. Your soul desires intimacy. And they watched Jesus do works of power, but then steal away. Notice that verse, that he was praying in a certain place when he ceased, one of his disciples said, as they've watched him. Maybe he goes away and prays. But whatever he does, it's such a distinctive action that the disciples, who no doubt know how to pray, they're Jewish men living in a culture saturated in their Judaism. It's not as if it's this marginal thing that they do on the side. I don't mean this to be offensive. It might sound this way, but a lot of people in our culture are marginal Christians. They go to church, and they may go to church every week, but they don't really have this, they don't really have their faith as a part of their day-to-day lives. I mean, it's not as if they study their Bible or have a prayer time or spend time in Christian disciplines in order to have an encounter. And again, I'm not being condemning. There's space for us to talk about that. This isn't really what I wanted to dive into. But my point, they're not marginal. They are active. And yet, they don't pray the way Jesus prayed. Let me say that better. They all pray. There's no doubt. They wouldn't be Jewish men living in a culture saturated with Judaism without knowing prayer. If they go to synagogue, and we know Jesus made a habit of going to synagogue, according to Luke 4, that would have been every Saturday, every Sabbath, and they no doubt do as well, well, then they pray. They pray the Shema, at least. They pray that they pray to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, and might, and to love their neighbor as their self. They pray prayers of blessing. They pray the prayers of the Psalter, the Psalms. And so prayer is a part of their life, but not the way Jesus prays. So there's something about it. There's something about the stealing away. The reason I said that connects to go be in church today is because when you go to be with the saints, you are in the corporate setting. You go from the I to the we. You go from the mine to the our, O-U-R. And your day-to-day life is the me, the mine, the I. That's part of I am a follower of Christ. But when you are in community, when you are at church, I know you are part of the church, but when you are at church, they're both relevant. Because we know the church are the called out ones. This is the plural. But there are local churches. This is assemblies of believers. When we are in that, we are an expression of the body that cannot be found simply in the individual. It is why Jesus says, when two or three of you gather together in my name, I'll be there in the midst of you. It doesn't mean he's not with you when you're by yourself. Of course he is. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. But there is something about being together. You might say, why are you bringing this up? Well, because verse 2, he said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven. So I just wanted to concentrate you today on the pronoun our, so that you realize there's an importance to this. If you are in a state of healing, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, the natural tendency is going to be to regress from everyone, get alone, and try and heal by yourself. Heal in a place where you don't have to deal with people. And so, and as Christians, sometimes our tendency is, all I need is some time alone with the Lord and my Bible, and I'll heal. And so we think, if I could just get away and just read the Word, I'll heal. But the truth, and this is a painful truth, it's been a painful truth for me to get, is that you don't properly heal that way. You need some of that, but you really only find your fullness in community. You really only get the expression that you need through the eyes of your family, your brothers and your sisters. And so you need that relationship. So when the Lord's Prayer begins, our Father, we recognize that Jesus teaches them to pray not simply as individuals, they've been doing that forever, but to pray as the plural. Let's pray it today. If you're driving, if you're running, if you're cleaning house, if you're wherever you are, pray it with me. You don't have to close your eyes, get down on your knees. But for the next few days, when we finish the podcast, we're going to finish by reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.